All right, let's get away from the politics for a while. Dispense with that for a while. Let's talk about good things. Let's talk about positive things. Let's talk about good things that are going on in your neighborhood. How about that? And a way to make it even better, potentially. Do you know someone who's making a positive impact on the community, your community? And I don't care where you are listening today, any of the 25 stations across Michigan or anywhere you might be picking us up. AARP is awarding $560,000 cash prizes to people who are over 50 and using their life experience to make a difference. Pretty cool, huh? Bob Quaintance here, the managing director at AARP, whose career at AARP stretches back more than 30 years. Barb, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
What a cool program. So $560,000 prizes. Am I reading that right?
Actually, it's $50,000, but there are five prizes. You're right. And then we also have what we call fellows who receive $5,000.
All right. So maybe that's where I got it. But $50,000 prizes. Give me an example of the kind of thing that might qualify to get an injection of cash to do cool things in your neighborhood.
Sure. Let me say that the AARP Purpose Prize honors people over 50 who have decided to use their lifetime of experience to make the world a better place. They find their purpose by giving back to others. We've had winners in the past who work on issues as varied as women's health, helping vulnerable children, giving back to seniors, people with disabilities. And typically, we award the prize to founders of nonprofits who began their work after the age of 40, who just decided, this is my passion, this is what I'm meant to do. And one of our 2019 winners is with me today, Wentley Phipps. And maybe Wentley can tell you a little bit about his work.
Wentley, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell me your story a little bit. What a great voice. You ought to be on radio. Listen to that.
Kind.
Wow. I mean, listen to the timbre there, boys and girls. There's a guy that could be instructing people. Wentley, tell me about, first of all, where do you live?
Well, I live in Florida, but for about 23 years, I lived in the Washington, D.C. area. And I began to see a need. I did not realize that about 60 or 70% of all children in America who go to prison come from the children of prisoners. And so I came up with this dream to build an organization to break that cycle of intergenerational incarceration. It's called the U.S. Dream Academy.
Hold on one second. Let me ask about that again, Wentley. The statistics, 60 to 70% of kids of prisoners end up in prison incarcerated themselves later in life.
60 to 70% of the children who end up going to prison come from the children
right.
of those who are in prison.
That's a terrible statistic. Anyhow, so you wanted to break that cycle. Okay, continue on.
And so we studied the problem for a couple of years to try to figure out what do we do. And two things kept surfacing. Number one, you have to increase the density of caring, loving adults in the life orbit of kids. So mentoring became a key component of our solution. And then the other thing we found was interactive tutorial academic support. There's a strange link between school failure and incarceration. And we recognize that you have to get kids academic support and help them to get through school. I'll give you one other interesting but sad statistic that by the age of 30, 60% of all black boys in the United States of America who do not graduate from high school will be in prison by the age of 30. And so we built an organization that provides tutoring and mentoring, and we focused it on this really incredible strategic group of young people, children of incarcerated parents, and children who have had a long family history of incarceration.
What a great story. Dropping out means a pipeline to prison is what I'm getting out of this.
Absolutely.
I got about a minute here. Give me an idea of give me a success story.
I have so many, but there was a young lady in our program in Orlando. Her father was incarcerated. She was heading the wrong direction. But the kids come from middle school, and they're with us often all the way through high school. And she was one of those. And she went on to college and did really well. And she now works for the U.S. Dream Academy and helping others and giving back. In Philadelphia, there were two twin boys who both together failed the first grade. the mother was just desperate, and she came to the U.S. Dream Academy, and we began to mentor these young boys and get them corrective academic help.
Right.
And both of them are thriving and doing well.
Man, I could spend the next 2 hours talking to you, Wentley. Great voice, great story you're telling.
Thank you so much.
And Barb, we've got about 2 minutes left here. Again, it's the AARP Purpose Prize, $50,000. A great cause, obviously, supporting Wentley's efforts there, the right place to be. How do people find out more? If I'm sitting here and I say, you know, I know somebody who fits that bill, or somebody's listening and say, I know somebody that would make sense to, you know, to have a shot at that deal. What do they do?
Absolutely. So what we're looking for in AARP Purpose Prize applicants are people 50-plus who have founded a nonprofit and are tackling a tough social problem. And you may not be exactly that person, but I bet you know people like that. And so I would encourage you to apply by going to aarp.org/apply, and you'll find the wealth of information of what you know. Again, you need to be 50-plus. You do not need to be an AARP member. And we honor and recognize people who work on all kinds of social issues. So aarp.org/apply.
Barb, really well done, smashing, frankly. And Wentley, I want him back on the program to talk more about what he's doing to help out kids. I do, and we'll be in touch on that. But Barb, thank you so much. What a great program, a chance to really make a difference, and a really positive story to end the day here today. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You're
welcome.
There you have it. I mean, how do I put it? How do I make that any better? I don't think I do. If you're trying to lose weight, I'll tell you this. My Pure Health Solution is the way to go. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a custom plan just for you. I'm doing it, just kind of doing a tune-up right now. I'm down 7 pounds in a week. Not bad, right? Down 7 pounds in a week. I don't intend to do too much on this and go too far, but you never know. You get in the groove and things happen. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. You'll find out more. My Pure Health Solution is a great partner with the Steve Gruber Show. GruberHealth.com. Find out more. We'll be right back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now, we're announcing a bold new goal: to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.